All right, this is Jim reporting from the Fitness Tech Podcast. We're here at the Groundhog Run. I came down this morning with Carrie and Dan, and we're representing Mud Mafia and doing pretty well. We just got here. We got our bags settled down. Carrie, you're chomping at the bit to get going here. Tell me what you're feeling right now. What's going on?
It's race day. It's the first race of the spring season. It's not technically spring, but it's first race of the season. I'm going to do a 5K today because I've had some shin problems, but I am so excited. I want to run.
Yeah, and tell me a little bit. I mean, I did this last year here in this indoor facility, but what's it like in here right now?
Oh, this is crazy. You're literally in a cave. It's cut out of limestone. It's concrete and pavement, but you're inside a cave. This is about as cool as it gets, and it's about 65 degrees, so we came in from really cold outside, and now it's nice, good climate to run in, flat. This is going to be a really good racing day.
Yeah, it is kind of fun, and there's it'll get even more crowded, so folks can probably hear the people talking. It'll get crowded. The 5K kicks off here in about 30 minutes, and a lot of folks will clear out after that. 10K starts at 10. Dan, your first experience down here, what do you think so far?
I think it's really cool. I mean, I'm really envious that, you know, I'm going to be sitting on the sidelines, unfortunately.
Now, Dan, you came down. You're in street clothes. You're not ready to run. You didn't get a bib in time, so you must feel a little disappointed now. I mean, it's game on, and you're not ready to go. What's up with that?
That's harsh. No. well, as you know, I recently did the PF Chang run, and
that was a half marathon down in Arizona, right? Arizona Marathon, Arizona. Right?
Yes. Yes, that was down in Phoenix, Arizona. And it was basically a choice between doing this or the PF Chang run, and my options were basically limited, so I could only do the Phoenix run.
Well, Dan, we're glad you came down to support us. It was great to drive down. We left about 5 this morning and made our way down, got here about 8 without a hitch, and so we appreciate you coming down. All right, we're going to spend a little time walking around trying to find some Mud Mafia folks. We may even just do some random interviews with some individuals, see what turns up. So let's start walking, and we'll see what we find. Okay, so we found our first candidate to talk about, and Jody, right? Jody, where are you from?
From Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, so you made the trip down here this morning, or did you
last
come
night.
Down?
We came down last night.
And did you stay close by?
No. We stayed downtown, went to the Linkin Park concert, and then got some rest and came out this morning.
Just a little bit of rest, right? Much drinking going on last night?
Not too bad.
All right, so you're ready to run 10K, I assume, right?
No, I'm in the 5 today. My boyfriend, this is second race, so he's running with me.
So what makes you want to run this race today? Did she talk you into it? And what's your first name?
It's Mike.
Mike, and did she talk you into this?
A little bit, but I really wanted to get started running anyway. It's a lot of fun, so.
Very good. Second race ever?
Third race, actually.
Third race. Okay, and what'd you run? What was the last race?
Last race was...
Let's move up so you guys don't lose your place in line.
What was that? It was the turkey race.
Okay, so back in Thanksgiving time, November time. And so how do you feel right now?
Feeling great. I want to run this thing.
Okay, and 5K for you as well?
Yeah. It's just a nice 5K, three miles, whatever. It's actually just a nice length. It's good.
So what do you guys think of this indoor? I mean, this is kind of crazy here indoors, right?
I'm pumped because I haven't seen 68 degrees in a really long time. All my races have been outdoors the last 2 months, so I'm ready for this one. It's nice to wear shorts.
Yeah, it is kind of nice. It gets warm in here pretty fast. A lot of people, it warms up. Is this the first time you've run this race?
Yes.
First, it's obviously the first time for you. So here's what to expect. There's some cold pockets.
Okay.
So just run through them. You'll be fine. Leave the doors open, I think, to get some air in here. But, okay, so let's. How about some time predictions? What are you shooting for on your 5K?
I'm going to break 20 today, I'm thinking. 20 minutes.
20? Yeah. Very nice. So you're going to really move out.
I'm going to try.
Okay. All right, so are you going to try and keep up?
No way. I'll probably be somewhere around 8.5 minute mile. Make sure I finish this thing. So
8 minutes, still pretty aggressive, so good stuff. Well, guys, thanks. Good luck to you as you run this race. And if you want to, you can go out to theaverageguy.tv. We'll post this a little later this afternoon, and you can hear your interview. So thanks again. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
It'd be a bad thing.
All right, so we're standing here waiting for the 5K to start. And Carrie's having a revelation of some kind. Carrie, what are you thinking at this point?
I don't know. I'm kind of thinking that if I run the 10K with Jim, that I'm going to run the whole thing, and I'm kind of thinking that's what I want to do. But I love this part of the race where you're lining up and the air gets really thick with anticipation. Everybody's really excited, and I'm really amped up. I just want to run.
So take a second, kind of describe what you see here. I mean, what's going on? We're down here. Folks are kind of packed in. What do you see?
Well, so for people that don't run a lot of races, they have pace markers that kind of give you an idea of where you want to line up in the group. So you have 8-minute miles. So if that's about your pace, you line up there. That way, when you get started, you're running around people that are roughly the same speed as you. So it kind of eliminates bottlenecks, keeps you in a good running pace.
At least you hope so, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it gets pretty intense at the beginning of a race as everybody's trying to jockey for position.
Oh, absolutely. And you find yourself generally way out ahead of the pace that you normally have because your adrenaline kicks in when that gun goes off. So it takes you a little while to settle in, and that's why 5Ks are so fun because it's pretty much an out-and-out sprint. So that's a fun run to do.
So the crowd is thickening up. I imagine it looks like we have maybe 2,000 5Kers out here. That would leave about 1,500, I think, for the 10K. It's going to start here. I'm going to shoot some video of it, and we'll post that on the blog as well so folks kind of get an idea what this thing looks like. We're about 10 minutes away from the start of the 5K here at the Groundhog race.
Groundhog jog?
And we'll keep looking for some Mud Mafia folks, and we'll be back shortly. All right, Kerry. So we're down here at the 5K finish, which will double as the 10K finish as well. And you said something to me a second ago. So, how are you feeling about running now?
I should have maybe run the 5K, I think, because I would have tried to just blaze through it. But I'm gonna do the 10, and I'm gonna try to get all the way through it. We may have some of our first runners coming in now.
It's kind of crazy. About 10 or 12 minutes into the race, and we got this on video as well. But we got some folks coming in. So so you're feeling like the 10K might be a little too much for your knees this morning?
Yeah, my shins. I've had a really rough week with my shins. Couldn't run most of the week, actually, because of it. Did a long run yesterday, so my legs probably aren't in the best of shape to be racing, especially running. Not so much, but racing, yeah, that's going to be a challenge. But you know me. I'm all in.
Yeah, I know you all too well. So we're going to watch 5Kers come in and then get warmed up, and 10Ks up next.
That's clear.
All right, so we made it to the end of the 10K, guys. You guys came in, Tony came in a little bit late. What kind of went on this morning?
Horrible planning, too many snoozes, and bathroom breaks.
So what was it like coming in? They had already started cleaning up the front before?
Yeah, the front was cleaned up. There was no one there except spectators and a few officials in their shirts, and they said, well, you can start if you want, but you're just going to have the gun time. So we went.
Yeah, so even though you started late, you must have caught a lot of people. You came in with a pretty good time.
Yeah, there were some limpers and some walkers trailing in the back.
I don't know about you guys, but I was running. This guy behind me, all of a sudden, you know, I got the coughing sound, and then you knew he kind of disappeared, and you kind of knew what was going on behind the pillar. It was kind of gross. Ladies, how'd it go for you guys? Did I hear you say somebody was like, woohoo, great time, and then you're like, first lap?
Yeah, we started 13 minutes after, and everybody thought we were the leaders of the pack. I mean, I don't know why at our 10-minute mile pace that they thought we were the...
Well, you guys, I'm sure you look good, right?
Oh, we got comments, actually.
We got comments. You look good, but
good.
Pick up the pace a little bit.
Was this the first time for you guys, or did you run this last year?
First time here.
Yeah.
Okay, first time. And what do you think of the running in a cave?
I like the humidity, because usually I have problems with the dry air and the breathing, so I liked that aspect of it.
I like the no sunshine.
The no sunshine, and then like running in a herd?
Yeah.
like cattle. Any other thoughts on the run down here in Kansas City?
Just for next year, not leave the hotel at 9:50 in the morning.
Yeah, because parking was probably a little rough for you guys too, right?
We parked way down there, and like we're kind of walking, and then all the 5Kers are leaving, and they're like, you guys got like a 2-mile walk, so there's a lot of parking up there if you want to go.
Yeah, front row parking.
Yes.
So note to self, show up a little early, maybe.
Or show up really late, but totally prepared and know where to go.
Excellent. All right. Well, and, Carrie, how'd it go for you with the without the bib?
It went great. I went into this thinking I was going to do the 5K, and, well, no, I didn't. I knew I was going to do the whole thing.
Yeah, we pretty much knew the whole time you'd run all the whole 10K.
Well, and I said I was going to run an easy pace, and I didn't. I got after it. But my knees hurt a little bit, and I'm going to have my quinoa and my chicken. And
we'll get you some ice for that, for those knees on the way home, maybe.
Yeah, but it was great. That I love that run. I love the route. The people were awesome. I had lots of little rabbits to pick out as I ran, so that's always fun.
Are you coming back next year?
Absolutely, especially to beat the like 90-year-old man that passed me on mile 6.
That was kind of crazy, wasn't it?
I was like, that's not happening. This isn't real.
Big beard.
Yes, huge beard, like bald head. I'm like, that what? Like I'm visioning things. This can't be happening.
Oh, wait a minute. We had a problem with some clothing articles here this time, didn't we?
Okay, yeah, there's a few. There's a few things going on here. So, one, I don't like running in pants, and I have pants. Well, okay, I didn't register for the race. Let's just be honest.
You were bibless.
I was bibless. Everybody knew it. Everybody knew I'm cheap. Let's just, I didn't plan ahead. Additionally, I did not wear the right bra today, so I did not have a sports bra. So let's just get that out there.
Equipment malfunction?
Equipment malfunction. That made the running slightly more... Well, I don't have a lot going on there.
Okay, so. This is a family podcast.
So let's just... It wasn't that big of a deal, but still, it was not my most prepared race ever.
And then what was going on with the guys in their shorts?
The shorty shorts. Gentlemen, I just need to make a public statement. Stop with the shorty shorts. I don't want to see your business. I don't want to see your legs, your hairy white legs in the middle of winter. I'm telling you now, like, ladies, the shorter the better. I don't care. But guys, cover it up.
All right. So you heard that from Carrie. There were seem to be, maybe there's a fashion statement going on here this year with shorts. They seem to be riding up a little high.
If it's a performance thing, if it helps you run faster, by all means, that's fine. That's one thing. But if it's just for aesthetic purposes, the ladies are not appreciating it. So let's put it away.
Okay. So guys, you heard that directly from the ladies. I don't know. Ladies, shorty shorts okay with you guys? You know, did you see them? No, on guys.
Absolutely not. I don't care how good your legs and your ass are. Absolutely not.
Okay, guys. So, yeah, and we don't want to see that either, right, as guys. That just doesn't look good. So.
It looks good in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah. No, maybe it'll look good on Prefontaine.
Prefontaine can do that, but he's pre. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, it's not good. So, all right, well, the race is done. We're going to head back to Omaha, and that will be it for the Groundhog 10K. Thanks, guys.